The seer answered, "With Yilei Nishmas Yehudas Bas Rabbi Yechiel, our learning should be Eschus Yartzeit coming up Wednesday. Also, Parnas Hayom tonight and tomorrow is Eschus for Shleimer to be Shabsi Ben Sima Parnas. He should have a full Shleimer in his operation tomorrow." We've had three groups of four shiurim. We've had four shiurim about tree law, four about water damage, four about smells and smoke, allergies. And now we're going to start another group, and that's about noise. There are neighbors that complain that they're playing baseball next door, disturbing my nap, or they mow their lawn early in the morning, you know, at the crack of dawn, and it makes noise. Or they're taking showers in the middle of the night. If you're in an apartment building, they're always taking showers, and that disturbs me. So what do we do about noise? Is there, what rights do you have to make noise, and what rights do you have to stop the noise? You know, people complain, "You're making noise, my baby keeps waking up from the noise next door, and I can't sleep because my baby's waking up." And even during the day, you know, you say, "Okay, I won't do it at night. I'll make the noise during the day." But my baby sleeps during the day. My baby sleeps during the day, and I don't want the baby waking up in the middle of the day also. What right do you have to prevent that noise from disturbing you? And what right do you have to make noise that might disturb your neighbor? So we start with a Mishnah in Bava Basra. Looking at this Mishnah for the next few shiurim. Chanesh Shevachatzer. If there was a store in a courtyard, the way the houses used to be made up in the times of the Mishnah was you'd have different houses surrounding a common courtyard, and they would all open up into that courtyard. To get into any of the houses, you'd have to go into the common courtyard, and from there go to your individual house. So if someone wants to set up a store in his house in that courtyard, Yochol Limchos Biyado. The other residents of that courtyard can say, "I don't want you to do it, because any Yochol Lishon Mikol HaNichnasin Mikol HaYotzim, I can't sleep because of all the noise of the customers that are going in and out of the courtyard, and I don't want you to have that store there, so you have a right to stop the store from starting in the courtyard." Avo, but what can you do if you want to have that store, if you want to sell? Osa Kalim, you can make the Kalim in your house or in the courtyard. Yotze Umocher Basel HaShuk, and then you go out and sell them in the marketplace. Now maybe the neighbor will complain, okay, you don't have your store there, but I don't like the noise that you're making your utensils. You're hammering all the time. You're running mills all the time. So the Mishnah says, "Eino yochel limchos biyado." The neighbor cannot protest and say, "V'lamalon," say to him, "Eini yochel lishan," I can't fall asleep. "V'lam mikol patish," I can't sleep because of the noise of the hammer. "V'lam mikol rechaim," and not because of the mill. "V'lam mikol tinokas," or I can't sleep because of the children. Right, that's the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah says you do have a right to stop a store from opening by saying, "I don't want the people going in and out all the time. It's too much noise, it disturbs me." The second half of the Mishnah says you cannot stop someone from hammering in his house or running a mill in his house, these noisy operations, if he's selling outside. And also you also can't stop the noise of the children. Now, what's the noise of the children? What's that mean? So the Gemara assumes that means the children coming in to buy things for their parents, or to, they come in with their parents, you can't stop them. So the Gemara asks, "Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa." The Reisha, you said that you can protest against too many customers coming in the courtyard. The end of the Mishnah says you cannot protest against the children coming in. What's the difference between the Reisha, where we said you can protest adult customers, and the Seifa says you cannot protest children customers, youthful customers? What's the difference? So So Amar Abaye, Abaye answers, Seifa Asim L'Chatzer Acheres. The Seifa is talking about where the store is not in your Chatzer, it's in the next Chatzer. So according to Abaye, the beginning of the Mishnah tells us that you can protest someone opening up a store in your courtyard, because you could say, look, it's noise right in my courtyard, I want that to stop. But the end of the Mishnah says if the noise is in the other courtyard, next door, across the street, then you can't protest that, because Pasha's the noise is far away, it's not something that really bothers you. That's Abaye's answer. Amalei Rava, Rava said to Abaye, that's not a good answer. Yahi, the Mishnah is very cryptic, if that's what the Mishnah is saying. Listening chatzer acheres mutter. The Mishnah should have said that which we said is prohibited, that's if it's in your chatzer. But if it's in another chatzer, so then it's mutter. Why do you have to say, well, if it's children, and then you know, well, children is another chatzer. Where do you see that in the Mishnah? Elo Amar Rava. So Rava says, no, I have another pshat in the Mishnah. Seifa asan litinoka shalveis Ravan. The Seifa is talking about children who are learning Torah. Mitakonas Yeshua ben Gamla ve'elech, and the Mishnah is talking about the takana that Yeshua ben Gamla made, that Yeshua ben Gamla made a takana. He saw that not all children were able to learn Torah because some didn't have fathers to teach them. So he made a takana that there should be schools in every town, teachers in every town. So once he made that takana, we'll talk about this more probably next week. Once he made this takana, so then you can't stop the school from opening up in your neighborhood, because that's part of the takana that you have a right to have schools in every town. It has to be somewhere, and you can't stop that from happening. So what the Mishnah is saying, so let's just review the Mishnah now that we know the final pshat that the Gemara says. The Mishnah says a store you can stop opening. You can stop that from opening because the customers coming back and forth all the time, that you can stop. But you cannot stop someone from making utensils, banging with his hammer, or making noise with the millstone, that you can't stop. And also you can't stop someone who wants to run a school in his house, who's teaching children, because that's a takana Yeshua ben Gamla made, and you cannot protest that noise as well. Okay, so tonight we want to focus on the noise of hammers and millstones, where the Mishnah says you cannot protest against such noise. What's that mean, that they're allowed to bang with their hammer as much as they want and you can't stop it? What's pshat in the Mishnah? So pasha pshat in the Mishnah would mean, like it says, that you know your neighbor is banging away next door, you can't call up and say, look, this is disturbing me, you're waking up my children, I don't want you to do that anymore. And he can say, no, I'm doing it in my own house, this is my own property, and you can't stop me from doing it. And from the Mishnah, even if he's doing it in the courtyard, you can't stop him. Right? It's the store, you can stop the customers from coming in and out of the courtyard, but the activities that you're, the noise that you're making, you could do in the courtyard. It's no customers, it's you making that noise. That noise he cannot stop, and you're allowed to do that. He can't stop you. The Rambam, though, doesn't learn that pshat in the Mishnah. The Rambam says like this, at the bottom of the first page here. Rambam in Hilchos Shechinim, Perek Vav, says, Einan yichonu limchos biyado. The neighbors cannot protest the person, the neighbor, v'lomer, and say to him, v'lomer, to say to him, Einan yichonu lishon mikol ha-patish amikol ha-rechayim. We're not able to sleep because of the noise of your hammer and the noise of your millstone. Why? Shehare hichlik lasum kei, because he has a chazaka. He's been doing it for 3 years or enough time that he has whatever makes a chazaka. He's been doing it. Once he's been doing it and no one protested, you have no right to protest now. That's the way the Rambam learns the Mishnah. Why is he learning the Mishnah like that? Pashas, because how do you answer the first case of the Mishnah and the second case of the Mishnah? The first case of the Mishnah says you can protest the noise of people coming in and out of the courtyard. The next part of the Mishnah says you cannot protest the noise of a hammer. What's the difference? If noise is noise, if noise is something that you could protest, what's the difference if the noise is made by people going in and out or people banging their hammers? So the Rambam apparently learns the difference is like this. We're talking about where they've been doing it for 3 years. They have chazakas. And normally, once someone has a chazaka, you can't stop him from doing what he's been doing. Even though normally you would be able to stop him in the beginning, right? If he wanted to start banging, you could call him and say, I want you to stop that banging, it's disturbing me. But if he's been doing it for years, or he's been doing it and he didn't protest in the past, so So now you can start protesting. But if it's customers coming in and out, then you can say, you know, the customers you had last week, those were quieter. Those didn't bother me. But these customers are noisier, and it's getting more customers, it's getting worse. It's like a kutra obesa kise, it's becoming like that bath, the bathroom and the bathroom smells and the smoke from the furnaces, where even if you have a chazaka, I can say, I can't stand it anymore. So that's the way the Rambam learns the Mishnah, that if it's customers coming in and out, so there I could say, look, I thought I could handle it, but now there's so many customers or there are different customers, that really bothers me. I can't take it any longer. You have to stop it. But if he's banging his hammer, his hammer's a hammer, and if you didn't mind the noise until now, you can't all of a sudden wake up and say, you have to stop. Right? He has a chazaka, you can't stop it. But based on this Rambam, you can certainly stop it if someone's making noise and it disturbs you, it's making you can't sleep, your children can't sleep, you can't think, they can't do their homework, whatever the noise is, you can stop him in his tracks before he starts. This is something I don't want you to do, and you can stop it.
Where's the Mashmah and the Mishnah?
Yeah, so the Magen Mishnah and all the other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, and they say, where do you see that in the Mishnah? The only way you can see it is because of the steer between the Reish and the Sefer. What's the difference between noise going in and out or the noise of a hammer? That's probably the Rambam's Makar, but you don't see it in the Mishnah. And most Rishonim disagree with the Rambam, and they say a different answer between the Reish and the Sefer. They say, you know, even though the Mishnah says it's the noise of the people going in and out, that's not really the issue. The issue is that I can't get to my house, I can't get to my front door because there's people there all the time going in and out of the store through this shared courtyard. That's why I can stop them. But for noise, noise is something that you have to live with. We'll see soon why. Noise is something that people do in their houses, and you can't complain against the noise. And therefore, most Rishonim learn, Pashtu Pshat in the Mishnah, at least that half, that if someone is banging with a hammer, or someone is banging with a millstone, you cannot call him and ask him to stop, because you can't stop someone from making noise. You only can stop him in the Reisha, because there it's impeding your way of getting to your house, that you can stop him. But from someone making noise, that you have no right to stop him. Now, these two ways of understanding the Mishnah is the Machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch, we can read it, Kufnan Vav, Sifbei says, based on the Rambam, Chanus Shel Chatzir, if it's a store in the Chatzir, Yecholam Hashcheinim Limchas Biyadah, the neighbors can stop it, they can protest. V'lam Erlo, I can tell them, Einonu Yecholam Lishon Mikolay Nechnasim Vayotzim, we can't sleep from the noise of the people going in and out. Ella, Osem Alachta V'chanusa Omocher L'shot. What you do is, you do your work in this store, and then go to the marketplace and sell there, so you don't have the traffic that's disturbing the neighbors. But they cannot protest to him. We can't see because of the hammer, or the noise of the millstone. Because he already has a chazaka, and they never protested until now, so they have no right to protest in the future. That's the Shulchan Aruch Shita going with the Rambam, that you can't protest it if he has a chazaka. But if he has no chazaka, then according to the Shulchan Aruch, he can protest and say, I don't like that noise, I can call up the neighbor, it's too noisy, I want you to stop. The Ramah disagrees. Yeshamer in the Ramah says, "Bechol ma she'osu v'chanusa uvevei," so whatever you do in your store or in your house, mashu, not the yard, like I said, if it's in your store, if it's in your house, afilu l'chachila, einan yichol limchos, you can't even stop him in the beginning, because you have a right to make noise in your home. We'll leave the rest of the Ramah out for right now. We'll see that soon. So this is Machlokas, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. Can you stop someone from making noise next door? Okay, so just before we see a little bit of the Svaras, this will come out again like we had in the past. It'll depend if you're a Svadi or an Ashkenazi, right? If you're a Ashkenazi and your neighbor is making noise, so you have no right to stop him, because you go like the Ramah, and the Ramah says he's allowed to make noise, even if he might have to be a Sephardi, but you know, you can't force him to stop. Now, him being a Sephardi, maybe he should stop, because the Shulchan Aruch says he shouldn't make noise that disturbs the neighbor, but you can't stop him. If you're a Sephardi, so then, if he's a Sephardi, you certainly can stop him, unless he has a chazaka. If he's an Ashkenazi, so then you can't stop him, because, you know, okay, you know, just because you're a Sephardi doesn't mean I have to stop. I'm an Ashkenazi, and the Rama says I'm allowed to make noise, and you can't stop me. So, you know, we would be faced with that situation again. It's if they're both Ashkenazim, it's simple. You know, they certainly can make the noise, and you can't stop them. If they're both Sephardim, you can make the noise, unless you had a chazaka. Right? That would be the machlokas. So we have a machlokas here. Is it mutter to make noise? Now, why should there be such a machlokas? Why should you be able to make noise? Why can't you say, well, just that we stopped you from your tree from damaging my well, if it's too close, or like we learned last week, that putting your well too close to my well, here's noise. Why can't I stop you from making noise? What's the Rama's svara? So the Achron says, the Kanarin has it, and Mishkan Sholem later, contemporary, he says, if you recall, when we're speaking about smoke and smells, we said that, when do we say there's no chazaka? That's if it's a constant smoke all day, or it's a constant smell of the bathroom is outside, and it's always there, it's on top of the ground, and nothing goes down, it's not like our bathrooms. That's when we said there's no chazaka. If it's an intermittent smell, or an intermittent smoke, so a couple hours a day, so there we said, you can establish a chazaka. But then we said, can you l'chachila stop that person from making that barbecue every afternoon where the smoke hurts your eyes or makes you cough or not? So there again we had a machlokas, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, the similar machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch said you can stop him, and the Ramah said you cannot stop him because it's only a couple hours of the day, and he brought from the Truma Sedeshin that you can't stop someone from a couple hours a day making smoke even though it's disturbing you. Why can't you? So we said the Svara then, Mishkan Sholem said the Svara then was because this smoke is not causing me any monetary damage. It's not causing me any physical damage. It's uncomfortable. It's a nuisance. My eyes hurt for a little while. And then, I rest them or I go inside so it doesn't hurt me, and then I'm okay. The only time you can prevent your neighbor from doing an activity that's a normal activity in his home is if he's damaging you. But if he's just causing a nuisance to you, that you can't stop him. So same thing over here. What's the big deal if there's noise? If not, it doesn't make you sick. It's uncomfortable. It's something you don't like. It's a tsar. It's a nuisance. So that's the svara of the Rama, that for a nuisance, that you can't stop him. So what if the baby wakes up in the middle of the night from him mowing his lawn? Right, so you'll put him to sleep, you give the baby a thing, and he needs to mow his lawn. You can't stop him from doing that. That's the svara l'chara. The examples will sharpen as we go along, but that's the svara of why you can't stop someone from making noise. The Rambam apparently holds that noise is more than a nuisance. It's something that's called a hezek. It's called something that's really bothersome, and the Rambam holds that you can prevent someone from making noise. But even the Rambam, the way the Maral Bach, the Kanarin, they both say, even the Rambam only says that it's a problem if you're doing it in the courtyard, like the Mishnah said. But the Rambam will agree that if you're making the noise in your own private property, in your house, you can do whatever you want in your house. No one can stop you from doing something in your house. So even the Rambam, the way they learn it, not everyone agrees with them, but even the Rambam is only talking where you can't do it in the common courtyard. That's where he says you can't do it. That's why I said the Rama seems to say that you can't even do it in the common courtyard, according to them, that otherwise there'd be no machlokas. So the Rambam holds that you can't do it in the common courtyard because he could say, look, besides being annoyed, this is my courtyard also. I don't want you using my courtyard that I share with you to disturb me. But if it's in the house, then you can't stop. And we'll see more as the weeks go by as far as how to make the difference between the going in and out, and that we'll see in the future. So that's the machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. According to the Svardin Shulchan Aruch, you can't stop someone from making noise. That's a legitimate taina, certainly if it's in that shared courtyard. According to the Rama, noise is not a damage. It's not something you can prevent. Certainly, if it's in your own house, your neighbor can't stop you from making it, and even the Rambam might agree with that, and the Rama seems to be saying, according to them, that even if it's in the shared courtyard, you can't stop your neighbor from making noise. Now, it really strikes us as unfair that your neighbor can go and make a noise at any time of day or night, because we're saying you can't say I can't sleep. It's the middle of the night. He's making noise. It just doesn't. You know, it seems unfair that he could make noise whenever he wants to, and you can't stop it, hammering away at night, and the children making noise, and you know, the playing ball outside, and you know, handball against the wall. I guess you can't use his wall. But, so it doesn't seem fair. So I have three limitations to this halacha that the poskim say. The first limitation is by the Mishkan Shalom, and he says that especially in Eretz Yisrael or here in a condominium or apartment house, if everyone lives in one building and someone wants to take showers all night or blare his stereo all night and have parties every night until 3 in the morning and make a lot of noise, even though the Ramah says you can't stop them from making noise, they're not causing you any damage, it's just a thing, you can't sleep, big deal, you can't sleep, but if you're living in a shared building, we can assume that when anyone moves into a shared building, they have in mind that, look, I'll be nice to you, you be nice to me, and we're all going to be in this together. There's unspoken rules that I won't make noise for you, you don't make noise for me, you don't like that? It doesn't work. Okay, so anyway, it won't help anyway. It would only help for, you know, these shared buildings. But anyway, that's, he wants to say such a svara in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's different, that there's such a, especially if there's a rule, you know, no using the washing machines after
10
hours. Right.
That's the rule.
Right, so if there's such a rule, so then you certainly have to keep the rule, assuming that people keep it. I mean, if no one keeps it, so then it's not a rule anymore. But if there's such a rule, you know, in cross-country manner, there's a rule you can't do your washes after a certain time, so you have to keep the rule. A big issue, it's not really some noga anymore, but all the Israeli posts can talk about air conditioners. So it was like a big deal when, you know, they first started air conditioners, you know, 25 years ago, no one had an air conditioner. And so one person gets rich and he buys an air conditioner. Everyone else has their windows open. They can't sleep from the noise from the air conditioner. Right? So if it's in a shared building, so you know, there he's saying that, look, I don't put an air conditioner, you won't. You can't do something that's unusual. Nowadays, everyone has air conditioners, there's no tanya anymore. But that's tanya number one. If we're in a shared building, maybe we could say, we all have to be nice together here, that's how we moved in under such circumstances. The second tanya, Dr. Mishpat says, if there's a minig, if there's a certain custom in a neighborhood, in a community, where everyone knows people don't mow their lawns 5 in the morning. Right? No one does that. That's a custom. So what there's a custom? So we say, this is the story he says, I'm not sure how much I like it, but he says, so when I moved into that house, I know that I waived some of my rights because the custom is in this neighborhood is not to mow the lawn at 5 in the morning, and I bought the house knowing that that's the custom, so therefore I can't mow the lawn at 5 in the morning. Now, suppose I didn't know that, and later on I find out the custom is that you can't mow the lawn, you know, except 12, you know, noon, and you can't mow any other time during the day. So if I didn't know that, I don't know if I'm bound to it. But that's what he says. If it's something that's normal, there's a custom, so then you have to keep that custom because that's how you bought the house. You bought the house knowing that you're limited to your normal rights. The final taina, and this is probably the most potent one, the most powerful one, is if you recall, we spoke out of Rivash in a different context when we were talking about smells and sounds. We said that not only is that called, not only is a kutra vesa kisei no chazaka, but even if someone happens to be sick and that activity the neighbor's doing would not disturb anyone else except the sick person, so that sick person can say, like Rav Yosef, remember the story of Rav Yosef, who they were bloodletters underneath his tree next door, and the crows were going and taking the blood and messing up his dates, and he said, look, I'm a delicate person, I'm sensitive, I can't stand that blood on my dates, or I can't stand the noise. So in that case, we learn, the Rivash learns from there that if someone is sick, they can say, I don't want that activity next door. And he says, on this case of the hammering, that which the Mishnah said, you can't stop your neighbor from hammering, that's only talking where everyone's healthy. But if the neighbor is sick and the hammering is damaging him, so then he could say, that to me is like a kutra veis hakisei, that's like the smells and the smoke, it's giray delay, it's arrows that are you're shooting at me when you're banging that hammer, it's going straight through my headache and damaging me, making me sick. And that the Rivash says on this halacha, that you, even though you can't stop someone from making noise, the way the Rama learns it, but if you're sick, so then you can't stop that. And that's the end of the Rama that I didn't read before. The Rama said, the Yesh Amrim, that if it's in your house, in your store, you could do whatever you want and no one can stop you. Dafka b'nei adam b'riim. That's only by healthy people. Avim heim cholim. If they're sick, v'akol masik lehem, and the noise is hurting them, yucholim limchos, then they can protest. So that is passed by the Rama himself, and we're talking about normal healthy people don't mind waking up in the middle of the night. But if they're sick, so then they do mind it. It makes them sick, and therefore they can complain and stop the neighbor. And this goes very far. It doesn't have to be just, you know, they're sick, they have a flu and it's hurting them, it's damaging to them. It's even if it's something, an individual thing, just like we learned that someone has an allergy. Not everyone is sensitive to the olives or to the peanuts, but I can say, look, I can prove it, you know, I have a doctor's certificate that I'm sensitive to it, it hurts me, it damages me, so I can stop you. So here also, even if this noise will not hurt most people, but to me, I'm sensitive to a certain type of noise, I can stop that type of noise, not so much even because it's the volume of the noise, because of the quality of the noise. For example, the Tashbeit I have printed here, we spoke about the Shaila a few weeks ago, they wanted to put a butcher place next door to someone's house, so we were talking in terms of the smell of the carcasses over there. But he says there's another problem over there, because who goes and works in a butcher place and buys slabs of meat? Not always the most delicate people. It's, you know, you have to be strong and big to carry, schlep these things around. And what do they talk about, these people that are walking back and forth? They're not talking over the Mishnah and Bava Basra. They're talking about things that maybe you shouldn't hear. So he says, a paskin halach l'maisa, that since they wanted to start this butcher shop, next there was a Talmid Chacham living in that house. And the Talmid Chacham, what's the Talmid Chacham do? He learns Torah all the time. And for a Talmid Chacham to hear such things, like these customers, these workers, who will be talking about in that butcher shop, that would be something that would be damaging to him. That's, he could say, I'm a delicate person like Rabbi Yosef. It's something that makes me squeamish hearing that talk downstairs. So the Tashbeis says, based on this Ramah, which is based on the Rivash, even though I can't stop you from making noise, but if it's a type of noise that makes me sick, because I happen to be a Talmid Chacham and I can't stand what you're talking about out there, so then I have a right to stop you. So this is this third taina that you can try to stop noise, is if someone in your house is sick, you're sick, or it's something that makes you sick because you're a special type of delicate person. So that is a way you can stop someone from making the noise next door. Now the Mishkan Shalom takes this one step further, and I saw also the Emek HaMish, but also these are contemporaries, and they say, I don't know who they're quoting, they say Poskei Doreinu, the Poskim in our generation, Hiskimu agreed, Dibizmanenu, in our times, Efshar Limchos Ula'akev Asiyas Kol Virash Bilti Rogil, we're allowed to protest and stop noises, unusual noises, Bishas Shina, in the times of sleeping, Hamukubals, which is a normal time of sleeping. Why is that? Because he says nowadays, to deprive someone from sleep is dangerous to their health. I don't know what it used to be like, but he says, Amen. The Mishnah says now, if people are sleep deprived, they get angry and their blood pressure goes up, and then they get sick from it, they get nervous breakdowns from it. Then people, if they're sleep deprived, that makes them sick. So he says that when the Rivash said that if someone's sick, you can stop the noise, he said, we're all sick nowadays to be woken up in the middle of the night with noise, because we need to sleep. And if we don't sleep normally, and if our children don't sleep normally, and we keep waking up from the guy with his drill next door making that noise, we'll be sick also. So this third heter of the Rivash, this third taina, works for any noise, l'chora, that they're making next door. It makes me sick, so therefore I can stop you. So like the tables are now turned, and we thought that the person making noise has all the rights in the world, but based on this Rivash, the poskim are saying, I can really stop the noise is from next door because it makes me sick, and I'm like Rav Yosef, to me it's like a kutra veis hakise, and I can stop you from making that noise. Let's do one last step and then we can see the cases. If you recall, we spoke about 2 weeks ago, we quoted this Rivash, we quoted a Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish said that the Rivash, even though the Rivash said if someone person's sick he can stop the neighbor from making noise, he said the Rivash is only talking where the person is making the noise for an unusual type of noise, like hammers, and they were talking about weaving, an unusual type of noise. But if it's regular day-to-day living noises that the neighbor's making, so even if the person is sick, he can't stop a person from living in his house. And he gave an example. If children are making noise, or they're screaming, they're crying, right? So, and the next door neighbor is elderly and he's sick, and the noise really disturbs him, he can't force the young couple living next door to move out of the house, because they have a right to live there, and their children make noise. They're not doing anything unusual. And this is where when your diuk in the Mishnah is good. The Mishnah was talking about kol patish, about hammering, about the millstones, doing things for a parnasa. That's where there's an issue where the Rambam even will say that there's a problem, that we hold it's not a problem even there. But even if you want to say that the person is sick and based on that he can stop the noise because to him it makes him sick, to him it's a kutra beis hakisei, but if it's my normal living, it's, this is the way I live, there's no other way I can, you know, my children make noise, what can I do? So then you have the right to stop me. Right, that's the important Chazon Ish that we saw last week. Now, based on that, the contemporary poskim I have written down here give different examples. And one example, first example is a washing machine or dryer. If you're in an apartment building, it's disturbing. Suppose the neighbor got sick, whenever you run it, you know, they just go crazy from it. But you need to wash your clothes, you need to dry your clothes. They can't stop you from living. If someone has to move out, let them move out, not you move out, because you're just doing normal things. Certainly air conditioners nowadays is a normal usage. Then suppose you want to make a Sheva Brachas. And they say, okay, look, you try to keep things quiet until 10 o'clock, but you're making a Sheva Brachas and it's going to go late. Or it's some Simcha, L'chaim, and it's going to go late. So that's normal living. That's a normal way to live. That you make a Sheva Brachas once in a while. You have more noise once in a while, and that the neighbors have to understand. You have to try to do your best, but, you know, if you have to make a Sheva Brachas and there's no other time to make it, and to them they sleep all day anyway. You know, if they're sick, I'm saying it could be that they're sick and they sleep all day. They're bedridden. You know, there's no time that will be good for them. So you are not forced to stop your Shabbos. You can't do it every night and put a sign up that you're making a gemach. Anyone who's not in free hall could use my, you know, my house, and that you can't do. But for your own personal living, which includes having simchas once in a while, you're allowed to do that. Can you have your children play in the yard? Why not? They might be sleeping, and to me, it wakes them up, but they can play if it's the normal time to play. Well, you can't have them play 2 in the morning, because then that's making noise, and you can say, I'm sick, and we have that svara, that now people are sick, when they get woken up in the middle of the night, and the kids don't need to play 2 in the morning outside. Right? That's not normal. But if they're playing 2 in the afternoon and the person next door happens to be sick and sleeping and your kids need to get out of the house, and or they'll make everyone sick in the house, so then, you know, who comes first? You know, I have a right to use my house and I could let them play in the backyard. The person next door needs to be out in the sun and they need it, or they'll get sick. So they can't stop me from doing it. Once again, if you want to be nice, and you know, there's nothing wrong with being nice and take your kids to the park until the person gets better. But suppose they're old and it's a chronic problem, and they say, I don't want children ever, your children should never play in the backyard because it makes me crazy. So who's right? Do you have to make yourself crazy and never use your backyard, or do they have to? Afi halacha, noise is not a taina. The only way it's a taina is to say that they're sick, but the way the Chazon Ish says, the sickness can't stop me from using your normal usage for my house. And finally, we get the last example I have from Tuvecha Yaviu. He brings a case of showers in an apartment building. You know, it's showering 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. He says, you can't stop someone from taking a shower. Maybe they just got home. Maybe you know, if you adopt it, wait till 3 in the morning to do it, it's a problem. But suppose they had a night shift, or suppose they came back from New York and they're schwitzy and they need to use a shower. That's a normal usage. You can't stop someone from using a normal usage. So the bottom line, the rule of thumb, is that us being Ashkenazim, you can't prevent your neighbor from making noise. That's not called a hezek. It doesn't damage you, it doesn't damage your property. You can't stop someone from making noise. That's al fi ikar halacha. We have three exceptions, three tainas that you can prevent the noise. That is, first we said if it's a common building where there's an understanding that if you don't make noise, I won't make noise. So that's number one. Number two, if there's a certain custom in the neighborhood, in the town, you can't break the custom. You know, when you're buying the house, there are these customs. And number three, the main one, is that if your neighbor is sick, you can't make noise that's going to make him sick, because he can say, this noise to me is like a kutra beis hakise. Right? That's a good taina. And we say nowadays everyone's caught sick for that. You can't make noise in the middle of the night. There's a whole issue in Eretz Yisrael where they sleep in the 1 to 4 in the afternoon. I saw different folks can have different understands if that's really the minig, you know, or if it's not. But if there's a certain minig where everyone sleeps a siesta, so then you can't make noise either then, because they're sick. Those people are sick then. What you can do, if you are the one that needs to make the noise, if it's your normal usage of the house, you need to mow your lawn sometime. Right? They say, yeah, I never want you to mow the lawn because it disturbs me. But you have to mow it sometime. You can't do it 5 in the morning because that's not normal. But you can do it 12 in the afternoon, 5 in the afternoon, and they can't stop you from doing something that even though it might disturb them, but they can't force you to move out of your house and stop your children from playing and stop you from using your air conditioners and your washing machine. And if you need to have a repair in your house, that they're going to have to drill and make noise, they can't stop you from repairing your house either. Right? That's something they can't force you to move out of your house. That's called the ikur tashmishei dira that a person has. The Chazon Ish says they can't stop you. So that's the right that you have. Now, just to recall also, last week's shir, this happens even if, suppose they got old, right? You know, they were okay when you were making noise, and then later they became old and sick and it bothered them. So there, we learned last week that if they didn't give you explicit permission before they became sick or old, so there also, that's there's no chazaka. The fact that you always made that noise doesn't give you the right to continue doing it. So if it's something that disturbs them and you can work around and not do it during the hours that they need to rest, so then you would have to work around them also. Right? This heter is talking only where there's no other way to work it around, and then you have this heter. If it's your normal way of living, you have the right to continue living normally, and they will have to bite earplugs or find some other way of dealing with the problem.